I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian embassy in Saudi Arabia's capital reopened for the first time in 7 years. So why is this a big deal? Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran explains.
Iranians and the Saudis have been adversaries for years, especially after the last 20 years of the Islamic Revolution. The relationships have soured because Saudi Arabia believes that Iran is actively trying to export Shiite Islam and Saudis are Sunnis.
And Iran with greater ties to Saudi Arabia and even China means less Western influence and less oversight of Iran's human rights abuses.
We are going to continue to see more pressure on the religious minorities, more pressure on anyone who stands up to speak against the atrocities and crimes that Iranian government is committing.
Pray strength for local believers who are bravely living out the gospel. And summer break is supposed to be a fun time for kids, full of play dates with friends and adventure. But in Lebanon,
there's so much accumulated trauma. The parents are so depressed, so overwhelmed with the economic pressure that they really have no time for their kids. So the kids are left alone. The rate of suicide among the young people is getting so high.
Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says they're reintroducing kids to the joy of summer. Yesterday, believers threw a party launching a sports ministry because they could and because the kids needed it. Pray kids will make Jesus their Savior and Lord as they experience His love through Triumph and Mercy Lebanon.
Everything that we do is full of the gospel message. And the gospel is not only salvation, it's a whole life. We have a holistic approach and that we're catering to the whole being.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.